Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Well, let's see. We survived our son's wedding in Montana last
week. Oh, that's right. You snuck out of the boat race craziness. And, well, congratulations on having a son married.
Yeah, and wonderful daughter-in-law.
Awesome.
Emma Dillon. And now they're off on their honeymoon, so.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, It was awesome. You know, we had a couple guests on the show last weekend, yep. And they were here from out of town. And then I took them after the show, and we were down at the races.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool. I tell you what, big shout out and thank you to all of the volunteers that make that happen. Because it was really cool to see people standing out there on the shore and those boats fire up. And they would literally, they looked at me after about an hour, and they were like, I had no idea anything like this even existed. So, and they're like, man, the river, and then these boats, and they're like, gosh, I can feel them, like, when they go by, and then the air show. It was just, you know, it was really cool. I mean, a lot of people talk about it over the years. I know the, you know, the dynamics of those have changed a little bit and gone back and forth, but I will tell you, it was, I thought, very well organized. The security that was out there taking care of people and parking.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we had a fantastic time. And so shout out to all those volunteers and people that put that on, because it truly showcased Tri-Cities to the whole group that I had in town here for it. So so that was a lot of fun. And I much preferred the 90 degree weather than the 105 that it's been on certain years. So it was a fantastic weekend.
We saw some of it on TV because we got back in town around 2.
Okay.
So I will say this, Clark Fork River outside of Lakeside, or actually outside of St. Regis, they have lake or riverfront lots for sale.
Oh, McKay. Yes. Yeah, I've got you well trained to look for this real estate all around the world. So yes, very, very nice for sure. Well, before we head into this week's topic, we always like to start off with our crazy celebrity real estate story. This one coming from Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay.
So in Montecito, she has a house in Montecito, and she also has a guest house. And so she calls it her sanctuary and her retreat. And she wanted to let somebody else experience this as she has. And so for $0, she is opening it up for one night only on Airbnb.
Wow.
So on September 9th, it's gonna go up on Airbnb. And I don't know exactly how these all work, but the booking requests open up at 10 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, August 15th. And so I'm sure they're going to crash the server. And the way the article is written, it makes it sound like she's actually going to be there, like in the main house during this time frame. So that would be kind of cool. I mean, to book a place like that and be the chosen reservation to go stay there. You know, we've had some of these on the past where, like, Christmas Vacation House and some of these other ones. But as far as, like, big names go, and then hearing that they're going to be, like, on site for that, that's really, really cool. So Airbnb, August 15th at 10 a.m. It looks like you can toss your name in there to go hang out with Gwyneth Paltrow at her one night Airbnb. Well, John, I always like to take real life things that are happening in the market, bring mm-hmm. those to the show, and then talk a little bit about what that means and what that looks like. And I tell you what, it was pretty easy this week to do that, because I had probably five of the same conversations with different people, and it all centered around housing sales in this market. And so I always like to, and then it was not only my office and myself having these conversations, but when you see other agents doing that, especially other agents that you respect in the market. And so I actually brought a report was sent to me by a competitor. And I say a competitor, he's at a competing firm, but we've actually mm-hmm. been friends in the market for years. So shout out to Mike and Linda Robinson. Mike Robinson sent me over a report about the market. And sometimes I always like, you know, that, you know, backing up the facts of a story. You probably have heard from Lance Kenmore enough. So just a little bit of kind of collaboration there. And then just by happenstance, after I got emailed this report, I saw Mike out at dinner. And so we stopped mm-hmm. for about 15 minutes and talked about the market. And that kind of brought me to today's topic. And he just said, a quick look at the middle of the year market. And this is straight from Mike Robinson. And so his report, his numbers, similar to mine, theme-wise, a little bit different on percentage points, but him and I talked about we run our reports slightly different. Like the report he gets these numbers from don't always include like Burbank, Wallula, or Prosser in some mm-hmm. of those.
Okay.
But very, very similar numbers. Inventory levels year-to-date in Pasco, Kennewick, Richland, West Richland, he's reporting inventory levels up 37% from last year. Now, closed home sales year to date down 17% from last year, year to date. And I have that number down just, slightly more than that.
Okay.
But I'm also taking in some outlying areas, Bend City, Burbank, et cetera. Under contracts, very close to the same. So what's interesting about that, and when he kind of goes and then he breaks it down into that summary, is that while closed sales are down a tad, you know, and I kind of disagree with that language a little bit. I would call 20% a little bit more than a tad.
Mm-hmm.
But the ratio of closed sales to available inventory is still high, because if you look at, we've been alternating between 650 to 700 homes on the market. It's still about half of what we would need to consider to be an average inventory, which makes a very active market. And so, for instance, we saw last month, and these weren't in his numbers, these were in my reports, but we saw last month the average sales price in July had ticked back a little bit. It had gone from 450, and then we saw a month or two back at 435, and people were wondering, you know, is this just a softening? Is it seasonal? Well, right back into it last month, boom, back up to 470,000. And, you know, I was talking to people, and that's tough. And in fact, you know, I was bringing these real life conversations to the radio. And I mean, I was out in a guy's shop on Thursday, and we were talking, and I just said, you know, I just said it was Harold. I said, Harold, with average sales price at 470 and a 7% interest rate, you know, those sales kind of go away in that market to the first time home buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he's a funny guy, and we had a laugh, and he's like, first time, he's like, that's going away for me. So when we were just like, yeah, like that hurts a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. You know, in those situations. And so we're seeing a lot of that in the market. And then on the flip side, when you do have to move, you have to kind of look at the situation a little bit of where that average days on the market is. And a lot of us got used to, you know, what does it look like when the house is on the market for longer than 30 days? And so those are another number of discussions that I had in the last week, and saying, okay, what is going on in that situation? And the first discussion I had, you know, with a client is we talked about renewing our market analysis. And so when you go to put a home on the market, in general, there's a couple different ways. Okay. But what can happen in those situations, and a lot of the homes that I see sitting on the market are the second situation I'm going to describe. The first situation is someone has a need that precipitates selling the house. And that could be, you know, parents had passed away and it's an estate sale. That could be
job loss.
We got a new job, or we lost a job. Yeah, we can't afford the house anymore, but we got a new job and are leaving the area. And or the house is too big. All the kids have graduated and gone to college. We don't need, you know, 4,000 square feet. We need two or 1,800. And so those are all reasons. And someone will come to us and say, you know, let me know what you think the house can bring in current market conditions. Mm-hmm. So you do what's called a comparative market analysis, and you go back, generally you look back, you know, 3 to 4 months. In this market, you might tighten that up a little bit and only go 2 to 3 months. And you look at like amenities, like locations, like area, and find similar homes that have sold. And then based upon that data set, you develop a price range that you want to be at. And in general, our job in that situation, I've always described as 80% scientific, 20% artistic. And people are always like, well, it's how, you know, that's a weird, I've never seen that before. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a weird statistic. Well, it's like when you talk with like my buddy Mike, who's been in the business 50 years, and myself that's been doing it 23 years, you develop the sixth sense of what's going on in that market.
Yeah.
And so when I say what that means is that 80% of the time you can find a scientific reason for home pricing. In fact, it's the whole model that like Zillow is based off of. When you go to Zillow and look up your Zestimate and stuff, mm-hmm. That model is 100% scientific, meaning there are not people sitting around the offices of Zillow analyzing your street view, what your neighbor's doing,
mm-hmm.
how the tree in your front yard has died. You know, they're not. This is a scientific approach. Well, I've always said, you know, 80% of the business is that way, meaning we can get that data and get it close. The last 20% is, though, artistic. You know, what's the orientation of the house? Does the wind blow worse in that neighborhood than another part of town?
Mm-hmm.
What are the schools like? So there's other indications there that make that last 20%. Well, the other way of pricing homes that we run into is when people just have a number that they've decided in their brain, meaning they just say, you know what, hey, can you come list my house? I need to sell it for $385,000. And okay. So you'll say, well, should we look at the market? And nope, that doesn't matter. If I can't sell it for $385,000, I'm not selling it. Well, it does matter in the marketplace. And so
yeah,
it's the second scenarios that we see linger on the market a little bit longer. So the first thing, though, in that situation that we look at with people is feedback from showings. So that is, you know, we've had 5 or 6 showings,
mm-hmm.
But we haven't had a lot of feedback, Lance, or I can't get a hold of these agents, or they won't tell me, or they say that they love the house. Well, we actually have had some feedback in that situation, and that's the fact that 6 ready and willing and able consumers who, based upon pictures, based upon 3-dimensional tours, based upon looking at all the stats online, based upon researching in the market, 6 different groups came through and didn't write an offer.
Mm.
Okay, so that is more feedback than you're used to seeing as a consumer. And so you have to kind of monitor that number. And the magic, you know, the magic number in the market is 10 showings. And then we have a formula that we come up with that says based upon 10 showings, no offer, your house is probably X amount overpriced in the market. And we can mm-hmm. correlate that to price. Or after the break, we're going to talk about 3 to 4 other things that you should be looking at if you are in a have to sell situation. and want to get a home sold in a market that has changed from what it's been the last 3 years ago.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our...
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been talking about fluctuations in the market and just some buzz around the market, where this happens a lot of the time and it's kind of seasonal. And we're coming off of a month where July's numbers were decent, but they weren't astronomical. Okay. And as far as the number of sales and number of homes under contract. And when that happens in a market, a couple things happen. Number one is, if you've been in real estate more than, you know, 10 years, that is a very cyclical month, meaning July is a month where a lot of people are on camping vacations. A lot of people are traveling for concerts. McKay, I think you just had a wedding last week. Well, that is a very typical month in the real estate market, to where that is one where sometimes was slower, harder to get transactions done and decisions made. That kind of went away the last 3 to 4 years because every month was so crazy out of control, with lower inventory and tons of buyers and more transactions, that those cycles went away. So people have a tendency to freak out a little bit in that situation, and they have to come to an old guy like me to tell them that, hey, this is like how real estate has been. Here's why we're dealing with those cycles in that situation. But there still was 298 homes under contract and homes that got sold. And so I've got three new ones for you that are right in that situation. Some awesome inventory coming on the market. Pick number one, 414 in Lombardi Lane over in Richland. This is a newly updated four bedroom, three bath, two story home. Recent remodel includes all new light fixtures, all new hardware, all new appliances, 1 year old HVAC system, new exterior paint, almost 2,300 square feet in South Richland. Hard surface countertops put in the kitchen, new tile backsplash, and just a fantastic, fantastic location there in South Richland. Very nice, fully fenced yard, oversized three-car garage, and that is coming in priced at $510,000.
Ooh.
Pick number two, 3011 South Neal Place in Kennewick. This is in Canyon Lakes, 1,800 square feet, three bedroom, two bath patio home. And you're going to be surprised about the price on this. This is a fantastic opportunity to create your dream living space. You've got hardwood floors, vaulted ceilings, bright and inviting atmosphere, spacious living room. The kitchen has tons of counter space and cabinet storage. Cozy family room off the kitchen is a nice retreat with a gas fireplace. Private oversized primary suite is has private access out to the deck with its own attached private bathroom, walk-in closet, walk-in tub, and separate shower. So Canyon Lakes, this home needs a little bit of elbow grease and fixed up, though. Here's the price that is crazy about this. $329,900. Three bed, two bath, 1,800 square feet in Canyon Lakes.
Wow.
$329,900. Like, people ask me all the time, well, where are the deals at? Where can we, you know, get some sweat equity? Neal Place is absolutely one of those properties. And then pick number three, I've got another amazing property for you. I'm going to lead with the price on this one. Well, price and location. 361 Burdett Way. This is out in Wallula. Okay, country living meets potential. And if you're a seasoned investor or a homeowner that wants a project, 1728 square feet, half acre lot, two bedroom, two bath rambler with a basement, $200,000. Okay, now this is a cash only property because it is a fixer upper, definitely needs a little bit of TLC, but offers the opportunity for someone to have a lot of sweat equity. Great opportunity in Wallula for $200,000 on that property. So we're starting to see like some projects and stuff that we, you know, don't always get. And so it's a great time to take a look at that situation. Let me know if any of those are of interest to you. You can go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message, and we will get somebody right over there to you. So we've been talking a little bit about factors to consider, like when a house doesn't sell right away. Mm-hmm. Like in this market, if a house doesn't sell like in the first 30 days, what are some of the factors that we're looking at? The first one we talked about before the break was feedback. What is the feedback that we're getting in that situation? If you've, you know, the magic number of showings there, you know, I say 6 to 10 in that range that we're at. If nothing very, very specifically has been pointed out in that situation, and there's different ways to get feedback. We use a couple different methods. We use some surveys, some email surveys, some text surveys to agents. Mm-hmm. If we'll call agents and talk to them directly. However, I am always very cautious of those conversations. People generally are not as truthful in those situations as they might be typing on their computer because they don't want to have the conflict with the other agent. I mean, no one's really driving around today looking for an opportunity to call another real estate agent and tell them that they have a crappy listing. You know, like, yeah. I mean, there might be agents out there that do that. That's not how we operate, though. Mm-hmm. That's just not a business mindset that comes into play.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times you get a watered down sense of feedback in that situation. So we always take, you know, if we can be with a buyer directly or be with showing a buyer through one of those properties and hear what they're saying. That's really, really good feedback. Another thing to consider when you're in that situation with somebody is, what did we lose out to? So that's the other thing that can help people sometimes that they ignore, I think, in their analysis. Is it day 30 if they come back and say, okay, we had 3 or 4 active homes that we were considering as our competition when we put this on the market. In the last 30 days, have any of those other 3 sold to a buyer that potentially saw our home, whether that's online or not? And so that can help tell you that where we might have thought they were equal, obviously for one reason or another,
they were not.
A buyer thought there was something more compelling about that other property. The other thing that I point out to people is that in this TikTok, Instagram, online world that we're on, is do you have a 3-dimensional walkthrough Matterport tour? Because you might have had 6 physical showings, but you might have had 20 walkthroughs of the property online, which are also very, very important in that situation, because so much of that previewing happens nowadays, where in the past, you know, if someone came to the house, they really had no idea what they were going to see until they got there. In this day and age, it's more like a double check or a triple check. When someone comes for a showing in today's market, they've likely already been through your house. You know, I know that online sounds differently or creepy, but with the, you know, with our 3D online tours and stuff, you're more there trying to discount that house, like find a reason not to buy it versus to buy it, because you've likely already walked through it a number of times in that situation. And so we do that a lot. So I just say, make sure you have that available so that you're getting what I call your online showings as much as you are your in-person showings. The other thing that we like to look at is, did something about the location get missed? So we have this discussion all the time where people are like, well, geez, Lance, I can't like move the house. I know you say location. I can't move the house, but have something around you changed? Has something in the neighborhood changed? Has the traffic patterns changed in that neighborhood? For instance, you know, my office is at happens to be at the corner of Steptoe and Gage.
Yeah.
And so if you were one of my clients and you only came to my office over the last 3 months, you would think that I have the worst location in Tri-Cities.
Because they're widening the road.
Because that intersection is all tore up and it takes you an extra 20 minutes to get through there. But that's what I mean about these factors in a sale. Mm-hmm. Is there a factor that has changed around you? Construction of a development beside you that used to be a vacant lot, but mm-hmm. now it's new houses are cropping up on, or it's dusty, or there's equipment working in that situation. So are there some situational location things that have changed around you that we have to look at? And if there's not a way to overcome that, then we're going to have to look at overcoming that with price, mm-hmm. potentially in that situation, or with some sort of credit in that situation for the buyer. So that's a big thing, and I think the most important thing is we're looking at I always say we're looking at location, marketing, price in those situation, and then monitoring for feedback and making those adjustments. The other thing is that an average days on the market is an average days on the market for a reason. You know, we got spoiled in the low 20s mm-hmm. Over the course of the last 3 to 4 years. And now we're back in, we've been fluctuating. It's actually, July was, a higher priced, less transactions, higher priced month. But now days on the market, it's a big difference when average days on the market is approaching 40. And we've seen as high as 52 this year. So it's just one of those things, if we're looking at that and expecting a little bit longer runway, then we can make those adjustments and have good communication about that. So
yes.
So something to be on the lookout for sure. If you are in that situation, need additional analysis, like I said, those are the conversations we've been having all week. Reach out to your current agent. Anybody that's in that situation, I encourage you to reach out to your current agent, get an evaluation of what that looks like. I also shout out again to Mike Robinson over there for his information and reports that come out. I love seeing that. When we have like minds about the market, I know I'm not crazy and someone else out there is saying similar type things. But glad to be your resource in that situation. Mm-hmm. Go to kenmoreteam.com. If you have any questions at all, shoot us a message. We would be glad to run you through one of those analysis. And we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.